Tonight's game between the Knox County Eagles and the Putnam County Midgets are brought to you by these fine sponsors: Bobby D. Clark, CPA, Cardwell Lumber, Citizens Bank of Edina, The Eagles Nest, Edina Sentinel, The Farm Shop, Hawkins Harrison Insurance, Knox County Dental, Knox County Health Department and Home Health Agency, Knox County R1 Schools, Northeast Missouri Co-op Services, Mayberry Farms, Northeast Missouri Rural Telephone Company, Putnam County R1 Schools, Putnam County State Bank, and the Unionville Republican Weekly Newspaper. And now to Knox County High School with Donnie Middleton.
And welcome back, everybody, to Knox County High School. It's the boys' turn, and let's take a look at the starting lineup for this full Putnam County. It'll be Blaine Perkins, a senior, Chase Tomlin, a senior, Owen Ream, a junior, Chris Rieger, a junior, and Mason Morris, a sophomore. Blaine Perkins, Chase Tomlin, Owen Ream, Trace Rieger, and Mason Morris. And the Midgets are 11-6 and coached by Kyle Fleischman. And the lights have gone out in Knox County, and I can tell you pretty quick what the starting five will be up three times last week. And it'll be Keaton Strange, Kellen Perry, Rylan Roberts, Blake Perry, and Austin Jansen. So Keaton Strange, Kellen Perry, Rylan Roberts, Blake Perry, and Austin Jansen. And the Eagles are 7-8 and coached by Nathan Miller. So both teams have been introduced. And now we've got to turn the lights back on. And we'll be set to play basketball. The lights are on. Putnam County boys take the floor. Nathan Miller has a few last-minute instructions to his start five. This is going to be a run-and-gun affair, I think, as Austin Jansen will jump center against Chase Rieger. As the ball is up and the dip is controlled, they're going to have to do it again. So the official said, let's do it again. My bad. So, and he apologizes. So the ball is up. Tip is controlled by Putnam County. As Mason Morris comes away with it, they give it to Blaine Perkins. Perkins gets it back in the right corner. He stays left wing to Chase Tomlin. Morris in the corner. Back to Perkins at the timeline. Saves inbounds to Ream. And Ream just airmailed Trace Rieger and put up on the stage. So it'll be Knox County basketball. Kellen Parrish against Frazier. Will inbound. Gets it into Rylan Roberts. Roberts looks for somebody, and now he throws it out of bounds. Unless they, nope, it wasn't touched by Knox, Putnam County. So Owen Ream will inbound. Gets it into Perkins between the two circles. Perkins gives it to Chase Tomlin between the two circles. Now bad pass. He throws it right to Kellen Perry. To Jansen, to Kellen Perry. Strange has it on the right wing. Strange. Now he makes a bad pass. And Rylan Roberts saved in bounds and picked up by Ray Musta. Wide open layup as Rieger under the basket missed a wide open putback. Outlet to Rylan Roberts. And Roberts takes it to the glass. Look up the shot. Whistle and a foul. Foul against Putnam County. The foul is going to be on Mason Morris. So Morris picks up his first foul. And Rylan Roberts will go to the line. He'll shoot two shots. As Roberts eyes it, fires it, and got it. 1-0. Knox County with the lead. Just the start of this one. Roberts with one, looking for two. As Isaac fires it and got them both. 2 points for Rylan Roberts. Frazier by Knox County. Trace Rieger will bring it across the timeline. Rieger runs right into Roberts. The foul's going to be on Rylan Roberts. That's his first. So it'll be Putnam County basketball. Out of bounds underneath the wrong basket. Owen Ream will trigger. Slaps the ball. Looks for somebody. Still looks. Gets the ball out to Perkins between the two circles. Perkins takes it right at Delatray stumps it off to Trace Riediger, puts it up and in. 2 points for Riediger. Here comes Ryland Roberts. The basket lays it up. It goes down. It counts, and he's fouled. And the foul is going to be on Trace Riediger. That's his first. And Ryland Roberts back to the line to shoot one, trying to complete the three-point play. Shots up. Got it. 5 points for Ryland Roberts. Placed here by Knox County. Morris has the basketball. Kicks it inside to Tomlin. Tomlin gives it to Perkins. Behind the back, almost lost it. Now Tomlin. Green, top of the key to Tomlin on the right wing. To Morris on the right wing. Right side of the circle. Green for three on the way. Airballed it. That's A.J. Chase Tomlin. Gets the loose ball. One step back, puts it up and in. Now a long pass down the fourth. There's somebody lost. Austin Jansen, wide open. Has two, and it's same as four, knocks with the lead. Chase Tomlin against Brasher. Takes it to the left wing, beyond the arc. Out of the double team, Perkins. Gets it underneath to Morris. Puts it up and got it. Mason Morris makes it 7-6. Kellen Purris gets it ahead to Ryland Roberts. He takes it to the hoop, lays it up again, and made it, but the foul's going to be on the floor. The foul's going to be on Blaine Perkins. That's his first. The first foul on Perkins is Kellen Purris will inbound underneath his own basket. Purris gets it to Blake Purris for three. Bullseye out of the left corner. 10-6. Braced by Knox. Here comes Riediger. Gets it ahead to Tomlin on the left wing. Tomlin gets it back out to Perkins between the two circles. Around the top, the key down the right lane. Throws up the shot and a whistle and a foul. See, the foul's going to be on. It will be on Ryland Roberts. That's two fouls on Ryland Roberts. Owen Ream will inbound underneath his own basket for the Midgets. As Wayne looks for somebody. He'll get it out to Tomlin. Hit away by Roberts. Now it's picked up by Blake Purris. Blake on the right wing to Kellen on the right wing. Kellen down the right lane. Now Ryland Roberts for three. No good. And Austin Jansen off of the rebound. The foul's going to be on Jansen. So Austin Jansen picks up the foul. That's his first. As into the ball game will come Braden McReynolds, also to Cooper Hornaday. As Tomlin and Perkins will set down. So with the basketball, Owen Ream dumps it off, tried to dump it off to Morris. Goes out of bounds as McReynolds tried to save it in. Couldn't do it. Turnover gives it back to Knox County. Kellen Purris inbounds to Ryland Roberts. As Roberts will walk across the timeline, 1-2-2 zone by Putnam County. Kellen Purris on the left wing. Kellen, double dribbles underneath to Jansen. Puts it up off. Last and got it. 4 points for Austin Jansen. Now with the basketball. McReynolds dribbles to a double team. Foul's going to be on Blake Purris. As Blake picks up his first foul. So Trace Riediger will inbound on the far sideline. Bounce pass to Owen Ream on the far sideline to Riediger. Riediger takes it to the hoop, missed the layup. Rebound kept alive by Strange, picked up by Blake Perry. As Perry takes it down the left lane, lays it up, got it. 2 points for Blake Perry. Now Putnam County wants a timeout. 4:37 left to play in the first quarter. Knox County 14, Putnam County 6, back in 30 seconds. This is KNM Sports.
April 15th may have come and gone, but it's always tax season here at my office on West Lafayette Street in Edina. Hi, I'm Bobby Clark, certified public accountant, and I'm available year-round to help you with your tax planning, payroll, and accounting needs. Give me a call at 660-397-2332 to set up an appointment. Or visit my website at bobbyclark.com to set up your client portal today.
4:37 left to play in the first quarter boys game. Knox County with the early lead, 14-6. Putnam with the basketball. Pressure by Knox County. Rieger will inbound to Owen Ream. Ream gets the ball over to McReynolds. McReynolds in and out. Weaves in and out of the defense. And now a blocking foul on Blake Parrish. He could have gone either way, but to call a foul on Parrish, and that's his second. The Owen Ream, now it's going to be Trace Rieger. As Rieger will inbound in the backcourt to McReynolds. McReynolds across the timeline, guarded by Strange. And now Strange knocks the ball loose. Now it is loose. Picked up by Blake Parrish. Parrish is a hoop. Makes it up. Missed it. But do the foul. The foul is going to be on Trace Rieger, and that's his second. So Blake Parrish with two looking. Well, okay, Blake Parrish has got five. Looking for six. Shot that no good. Okay, now as in the ball game, Morris comes back in. So Parrish five looking for six and no good. Off of the rebound, Carter Simmons. Simmons to Ream. To McReynolds on the right wing, and now Simmons walked with it. Off the dotted line and took a couple of little toe hops. Kyle Fleischman wasn't real happy, but he did. Unless he had some help, and I didn't see it. So it's 14-6. Knox County in the lead in the basketball. Rylan Roberts. Kellen Parrish on the deep right wing. Parrish gets it to Roberts along the baseline. Put up a shot, missed it. And Owen Ream off the rebound. Ream down the far sideline in a hurry. Guarded by Jansen. Kicks it back out to Morris. Top of the key. McReynolds will try a three on the way. No good. Tip up, no good by Ream. Parrish off the rebound. To Strange. Across the free throw line. Rylan Roberts in the right corner. Kicks back to Strange. Strange sees an opening. Tried to dump it inside to Jansen. Now kicks it back out to Kellen Perry. Knocked away by Ream. Ream takes it to the house, lays it up, got it. 2 points for Owen Ream. As Strange in a hurry takes it to the right wing. Blake Perry takes it into the paint. Little 5 foot runner, got it. I've got Perry with four, but the board says seven. That's what I'm going to go with. There's 7 points for Blake Perry. Here comes McReynolds. Inside, shot put up. It goes down. It's good. That was by Cooper Hornaday. 16-10. Knox County with a lead in the basketball. Kellen Parrish on the left wing. Bounce past the Blake at the top of the key. Takes it to the left wing. Kellen Parrish will try a three. No good. Airballed it. Carter Simmons with a rebound to McReynolds. McReynolds in a hurry. Bounce past to Hornaday on the left baseline. To Ream. Now whistle. Oh, 3 second violation against Putnam County. Colin Hayes will check in, and Rylan Roberts will set down with 2:25 left to play in the first half. 16-10. Knox County with the lead and the basketball. Blake Parrish to Kellen Parrish on the left wing. Gives it over to Blake Parrish on the right baseline. Now Strange. To the free throw line. Bad pass only by Rain to the house. Missed the layup. Tip up. Got it. Pass by Wade McReynolds. Pass two. 4 point. Knox County lead with the basketball. Hayes. Top of the key. Kellen Parrish on the deep left wing. It's Kellen Parrish on the baseline to Jansen. Jansen kicks it back out to Blake Parrish. Parrish takes it down the right lane, lays it up, missed a layup. And Carter Simmons with a rebound, a whistle and a foul. The foul's going to be on Austin Jansen. That's his second. So Jansen has two. That's 16 fouls against Knox County. As Morris will inbound to McReynolds. McReynolds across the timeline to Morris on the left wing. Simmons in the left corner. From the free throw line, that's right. McReynolds put up a shot, tried to dump it inside, threw it right to Knox County. Here comes Strange, reverse layup, missed it, but got his own rebound back. Now Colin Hayes for three, missed it. And rebound, Kellen Parrish at the free throw line. Parrish backs off. Now Strange will try three. Left is short. Carter Simmons off the rebound. Green. Green moves down the far sideline. Green dribbles. Right into the paint. A whistle and a foul. And they're going to call the foul on Austin Jaft, and that's his third. As Rylan Roberts will check in. That's 17 fouls, 1-1 for Putnam County. So Owen Ream at the line. He has two, looking for three. First one by Ream up, missed it. And Strange comes off the rebound. Yes. Looks for help. Gets it ahead, Kellen Perry. Less than a minute left to play in the first quarter. Kellen Perry, Hayes out of the left corner. Bullseye! Colin Hayes at the three. 19-12 is Owen Ream. Takes it free throw line. Kicks it in the left corner to Morris. It's Morris. Whistle and a foul, and the foul's going to be on Colin Hayes. Colin Hayes picks up the foul. That's going to be his first 18 foul as Mason Morris will go to the line. He'll shoot a 1-1. He has two, looking for three. Isaac fires it, and off the heel rim, no good. Perry tips the rebound out to Colin Hayes. Back to Perry. Now Blake Perry to the basketball. 25 seconds left to play in the quarter. Roberts gets it inside to Kellen Perry. Probably should have taken the shot, tried to get it down to Strange, and stolen away by Putnam County. Now Ream throws it to Morris on the right wing, off Morris's hands and out of bounds. And Tomlin checks in, and Morris checks out. So Chase Tomlin in the ball game. Down to 14-13, 12-11-10. Roberts on the right wing to Perry, side of the key. Kellen Perry on the baseline, kicks it out to Blake Perry. As Blake is playing. Rylan Roberts for three on the way, missed it. And that's the end of the first quarter with the score. Knox County 19 and Putnam County 12. Back in a minute. This is KMEN Sports.
Round up the family and grab your friends and land at the Eagle's Nest Bar and Grill in Edina. They're located at the foot of the hill on Highway 15 South in Edina. The Eagle's Nest is open Monday through Sunday and features a daily lunch special. They serve all of your favorite beverages for the adults and the most popular flavors of ice cream for the kiddos. They also have the friendliest wait staff around. So fly over to the Eagle's Nest on Highway 15 South in Edina, a proud sponsor of the Knox County Eagles.
Small towns are built upon the support of the people who call them home. When we all work together, there are no limits to what we can achieve. For over two decades, Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories has been in the business of lifting more than vehicles. We lift up the people and the programs that unite us. Thanks to your dedication, we're able to support the communities we serve in multiple ways, taking us all to new heights. Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories, a proud supporter of Putnam County students and athletes.
Welcome back, everybody. Knox County High School. We start the second quarter. Knox with 19-12 leads with the basketball. It's Blake Perry. Dribbles between the two circles. Gives it to Roberts on the right wing beyond the arc. In the right corner to Strange. Strange kicks it back out to Hayes. Hayes will take it down the paint. Puts up a little 5-foot runner. No good. And McGlennell's off with the rebound. McGlennell's in a hurry. Out past to Perkins. Perkins, a 5-foot runner. Got it. 2 points to Blaine Perkins. 19-14 is Colin Hayes. To Kellen Perry. Quick hands by Blaine Perkins. Outlet pass to McReynolds. Lays it up. Got it. 4 points to Ray McReynolds. Kellen Perry will bring it across the timeline. Perry gives it to Hayes on the right wing inside the arc. Back to Kellen Perry. On the right wing. Dribbles across the free throw line. To Hayes. Back to Perry. Put up a shot blocked by Riediger. And they're going to call a foul on Trace Riediger. Trace Riediger picks up the foul. That's his third. And Kellen Parrish will go to the line as Cooper Hornaday gets set to check back in. So Kellen looks for his first points of the ball game. Isaac fires it, missed it. Cooper Hornaday checks in. Trace Riediger will have to sit down with three personal fouls. 19-16, Knox County with a lead. 7 minutes left to play in the first half. Parrish, second shot up, in and out, no good. And Carter Simmons with the rebound, gets it out to McReynolds. Down the far sideline, lost the ball. Now picked up by Blake Parrish. Blake will go to the hoop, lays it up, got it. Nine points for Blake Parrish. Here comes Perkins to Tomlin on the left wing. The Perkins takes it down in the paint, lays it off on the baseline. Out three by McReynolds, bullseye. Dayton McReynolds with 7 points. 21-19, knocked with the lead in the basketball. As Blake Parrish tries to answer. Three-pointer skips across the rim. And taken by Chase Tomlin. To Perkins. Now another three on the way. Get out by McReynolds. Rebound comes out to Blake Parrish. Parrish drives the baseline, puts it up. No good, gets his own rebound back. Puts it back up, got it. 11 points for Blake Parrish. Here we go. Chase to by Knox County. McReynolds. In a double team and walk with it. Owen Loon will check back in. And McReynolds will check out. Kellen Parrish will inbound on the far sideline to Blake Parrish. Back to Kellen on the left wing. Kellen inside the arc, tried to get it down to Colin Hayes, and Colin went one way. Kellen bounced past the other way. Perkins will bring it across the timeline. The ream on the deep right wing. Perkins. Carter Simmons on the left wing. Tomlin in the left corner. Past the ream. Ream to the dotted line. It's an inside. Hornaday puts it off glass. He got it. Here comes Knox in a hurry as Rylan Roberts imported himself to make that basket. He has 7. Ream to the deep right wing. Now Perkins between the two circles. Tomlin on the left wing. Now pops wing between the two circles. Because it's a Perkins between the two circles. Perkins, bad pass. They try to find Tomlin inside. Now they try to find Strange. He wasn't looking. Ream gets it. Puts up the shot. Missed it. Kellen Parrish down with a rebound. A whistle and a foul. Foul's going to be on Carter Simmons. So Simmons picks up his first foul. 4:44 left to play in the first half, and that's 16 fouls against Putnam County. Kellen Parrish will inbound to Blake. It's Blake Parrish will bring it across the timeline. Gives it to Rylan Roberts on the deep left wing. Pass underneath, battled away, but picked up by Blake Parrish. Now Rylan Roberts for three, bullseye. 10 points for Rylan Roberts. 7 points, Knox County lead. It's Perkins across the timeline. Simmons at the top of the key. Simmons dribbles in to Rylan Roberts. They call a jump ball. All of them in the station stays with Putnam County. They'll be Putnam basketball out of bounds underneath the long basket. Owen Ream will trigger. Ream gets it in to Hornaday in the left corner. To Perkins at the top of the key. To Tomlin. Now Ream off the baseline for 15. No good. Rebound goes out of bounds and off of Colin Hayes, I think. One of the says Knox, one of the says Putnam. That's what I thought. So no one closest said it's Putnam County's basketball. The official on the near far sideline, he was pointing Knox away. So I think it's going to stay with Putnam. Owen Ream will inbound underneath his own basket. Ream, this is the Hornaday in the left corner. The Perkins, Tomlin, inside the Hornaday. Turns, 10, put her off, glass, no good. Kellen Parrish off the rebound, gets it ahead to Colin Hayes. Hayes to Parrish. Parrish gives the ball to Blake. Parrish in the right corner. Skips it to Weem on the left wing. He's top of the key to Kellen Parrish between the two circles. Kellen Parrish, bad pass, telegraphed that one. Take picked off by Perkins. Behind the back pass, and gave it to Green, puts it up and in. 4 points for Owen Green. Parrish in the left corner. Parrish takes it to the hoop, goes up his shot, missed it, and Hornaday off the rebound. To Perkins, gives it to Ream in the right corner. Back to Perkins, top of the key. Tomlin, free throw line. Perkins to Hornaday, and a 3 second violation on Carter Simmons. Back in the ball game for Putnam County, Mason Morris and Carter Simmons will set down, and now a timeout on the floor. 3:12 left to play in the first half. Knox County 28, Putnam County 23. And back in a minute, this is K&M Sports.
Keep up on all the items of local interest each week by reading the pages of the Edina Sentinel. Just wait till you see what they have to offer. Page after page of news, sports, and other information to keep you up to date on all the latest activities from the city council to county government to school events. Today, more than ever, you need to know what's going on in our community. And when you need to know, read about it in the Edina Sentinel, Knox County's only weekly paper.
Boost yields and reduce input costs by more efficiently and effectively applying fertilizer. Northeast Missouri Co-op Services in Edina is a valued supplier for fertilizer, anhydrous, and chemical application for the surrounding area. Northeast Missouri Co-op Services provides many additional services to the local farmers, including seed, diesel fuel, soil testing, and propane. Anyone can sell fertilizer. Northeast Missouri Co-op Services in Edina delivers it with service.
3:04 left to play in the first half. 28-23, Knox with the lead in the basketball. Blake Perry stands in the center circle. Gives it to Kellen Perry on the deep right wing. Kellen dribbles toward the basket. Kicks it off to Roberts in the left corner for three. Bullseye! 13 points for Rylan Roberts. 31-23, Knox with the lead. Here comes Putnam County. As Perkins across the timeline to Ream. They get inside. Tomlin puts up a shot. Rejected by Kellen Parrish. And Parrish comes away with it. Parrish gets it to Roberts. Roberts takes it to the hoop. Lays it up. Little 5 foot runner. No good. Left with Jordan Tomlin on the rebound. To Perkins. Now Ream takes it dotted line. Puts up his shot. Missed it. But he drew the foul. The foul's going to be on Colin Hayes. So two fouls on Hayes. Knight's team foul against Knox County, and Owen Ream will be at the line. He has 4 points, looking for five. Shots up, got it. 5 points for Owen Ream. And now Ethan Campbell gets set to check in, and Colin Hayes will set down. 31-24, 2:15 left to play in the first half. Knox County with the lead as Ream with five, looking for six. Got them both. So Owen Ream has 6 points. 6 points, Knox County lead, 31-25. Strange on the right wing. Strange gives it back to Kellen Parrish. Back to Strange on the right wing beyond the arc. Gets it over to Rylan Roberts. Takes it right to the hoop and got it. 15 points for Roberts. 33-25, Knox with the lead. Under 2 minutes left to play in the first half. As Morris gets it to Chase Tomlin to Hornaday. Back to McReynolds for three. No good. We have Buck for it. Out with it comes to Strange. Keaton Strange takes it to the right corner. Now, Keller plays for three. Bullseye. 36-25. 11-point Knox County lead here. Tom on the top of the key to Ream. Ream takes it to a double team. Lost it. Picked up by McReynolds. Picked up a three. No good. And the rebound goes out of bounds. It'll be Knox County basketball. 1:13 left to play in the first half. Kellen Parrish gets it to Blake Parrish. As Blake will bring it across the timeline to Roberts on the right wing. Blake Parrish at the top of the key back to Roberts. Roberts one dribble to Blake Parrish. Dribble top of the key. Roberts skips it over to Kellen Parrish. And the pass is batted out of bounds by Mason Moore. Back at the ball game. Well, in first time tonight, Riley Ayers. So Ayers is in for the last minute. Blake Parrish to Keaton Strange in the backcourt. Strange guarded by Green. Strange to the top of the key. Kicks it out to Roberts on the right wing. Blake Parrish between the two circles to Roberts. As Roberts drives the baseline, puts up the shot, missed it. Hornadale, the rebound, and thrown back by Ryland Roberts. Kellen Parrish for three, no good. And off the rebound, Riley Roberts, or Riley Ayers. Gives the ball to McGrettle. Lost the handoff, picked up by Strange. Ahead, trying to get Ryland Roberts, about him just a little bit too much. Goes out of bounds, and the Putnam basketball with 22 seconds left to play in the half. Ayers gets the ball in to Ream. Ream weaves in and out of a triple team. Takes it right to Kellen Parrish. Puts the shot up. Got it. Owen Ream with eight. 36-27. Kellen Parrish takes it right to the dotted line. Puts up the shot. Missed it. Got it back. Put it back up. Missed it. Tip up. No good. Strange got it, put it back up, but it was too late. And that's the end of the first half with the score, Knox County 36, Putnam 27. Back in 2 minutes. This is KMN Sports.
Hawkins Harrison Insurance Agency helps folks protect their lives and property in eight Heartland communities. Their most recent policies include a landscape contractor's work comp, liability, commercial auto and equipment coverage, property coverage for solar panels, commercial liability coverage and workers' compensation for a pest control company, and auto coverage and cargo for over-the-road trucking companies. Hawkins Harrison Insurance in Edina, Cahoka, Kirksville, Lancaster, Macon, Marceline, Memphis, and Shelbina. Coverage you need, people you trust.
Knox County R1 Schools are proud to help bring the broadcast of the Knox County Eagles to you on KMEM Radio. Parents, teachers, and administrators have a tremendous responsibility to raise and educate our children. Get involved with your children and your children's school. The best weapon against delinquency, drugs, and crime is family time. Knox County R1 Schools, proud to be the Eagles. Knox County R1 Schools, dedicated to excellence in education.
Keep up on all the items of local interest each week by reading the pages of the Edina Sentinel. Just wait till you see what they have to offer. Page after page of news, sports, and other information to keep you up to date on all the latest activities from the city council to county government to school events. Today, more than ever, you need to know what's going on in our community. And when you need to know, read about it in the Edina Sentinel, Knox County's only weekly paper.
Knox County R1 Schools are proud to help bring the broadcast of the Knox County Eagles to you on KMEM Radio. Parents, teachers, and administrators have a tremendous responsibility to raise and educate our children. Get involved with your children and your children's school. The best weapon against delinquency, drugs, and crime is family time. Knox County R1 Schools, proud to be the Eagles. Knox County R1 Schools, dedicated to excellence in education.
Welcome back, everybody. Knox County High School. We're at halftime of this boys' game, and Knox County leading Putnam County 36-27. Take a look at the first half scoring. First four Knox County. Colin Hayes with 3 points. Ethan Campbell with three. I don't remember him hitting three, but maybe he did. Kellen Parrish with three. Ryland Roberts with 15. Blake Parrish with 11. And Austin Jansen with four. For Putnam County, Blaine Perkins with 2 points. Chase Tomlin with two, Owen Ream with eight, Brandon McReynolds, or Braden McReynolds with 7 points, and Cooper Hornaday with four. Knox County led 19-12 after one quarter. Knox outscored Putnam 17-15 in the second quarter, and the Eagles lead here at halftime 36-27. Back with more in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
Missouri Net News, I'm Anthony Morabith. The Missouri legislature will consider a statewide task force's recommendations to better serve the state's Alzheimer's patients and their families. Jared Dowell with the Greater Missouri Chapter of the Alzheimer's Association says the task force recommends increasing the number of healthcare workers and better educating them about the disease.
So there are things that they could do to provide inside of some of their training. Maybe there should be some geographic-based grants or tax credits or other incentive programs to attract individuals to provide care in rural communities or underserved areas.
State lawmakers are weighing legislation that seeks to provide expanded Medicaid coverage for low-income women. If passed, the coverage would include full Medicaid benefits for the length of the pregnancy, as well as for 1 year following the end of the pregnancy. State Senator Tracy McCreary of St. Louis said the urgency of the legislation is key due to the continuous coverage provision of Medicaid, preventing Missouri from removing anyone during the COVID health emergency ending in April. This is Missouri Net.
If you or someone you know is experiencing a mental health, suicide, or substance use crisis, call, text, or chat 988 for free, confidential, and compassionate support. When you call, text, or chat 988, trained crisis specialists will listen to your concerns, provide support, and get you the help you need. There is hope. The Lifeline works. For 24/7 confidential support, just call, text, or chat 988. A message from the Missouri Department of Mental Health.
The United States Deputy Sheriff's Association is a national nonprofit and the largest non-governmental provider of services to law enforcement. The USDSA assists city, county, state, and federal agencies with free safety equipment donations and officer survival training, along with cash donations to families of law enforcement officers who perish in the line of duty, college scholarships for the children of law enforcement, a citizen awareness program, and more. For more information on the USDSA and how you can help, visit usdeputy.org.
Welcome back, everybody. Knox County High School. Before we go any further, on the Putnam County side, Mason Morris has 2 points, and Trace Riediger has 2 points that I didn't mention at halftime, and Ethan Campbell doesn't have the 3 points. So I gave, I think what I did was Kellen Price is 3, or Colin Hayes is 3, Ethan Campbell, and I gave Hayes and Kellen Price both their 3. So anyway, scores add up to 36-27. In the girls' game, it was Putnam County girls winning their ninth game of the year by defeating Knox County 46-28. Putnam County led a scoring by Jesselyn Knowles with 10 points. And Knox County led by Brianna Miller with 15. Putnam County jumped out 21-0 after one quarter. Putnam outscored Knox 11-5 in the second quarter and led 32-5 at the half. In the third quarter, Knox outscored Putnam 14-8. Putnam led 40-19 after 3. In the fourth quarter, Knox again outscored Putnam 9-6. But Putnam County wins it 46-28. Putnam County improves to 9-9. Knox County still looking for that elusive first win. They are 0-13. I'll be back with the third quarter in a couple of minutes. This is KMEM Sports.
Keep your AGCO equipment operating at peak performance this season and every season with a full selection of AGCO parts from the Farm Shop in Edina. They make hydraulic hoses and carry all the other genuine parts you need for productive, profitable farming year-round. Come check out their selection of AGCO parts. Their experienced parts specialists will help you find exactly what you need. Stop by the Farm Shop in Edina today or visit their website at farmshopinc.com to learn more.
Your friendly dentist, Dr. Lisa Bosch here. Did you know that the hardest substance in your body is enamel? It is even harder than bone. But under enamel is a material called dentin, which is much softer than enamel. Once a cavity gets through the enamel, it spreads very fast through the dentin and then to the nerve of the tooth. That is why getting x-rays once a year is so important, so that the cavities are caught when they are in dentin before they spread and give you a toothache. So give our office a call and don't wait till you have pain. It costs a lot more then. P.S. Don't forget to smile.
Keep your AGCO equipment operating at peak performance this season and every season with a full selection of AGCO parts from the Farm Shop in Edina. They make hydraulic hoses and carry all the other genuine parts you need for productive, profitable farming year-round. Come check out their selection of AGCO parts. Their experienced parts specialists will help you find exactly what you need. Stop by the Farm Shop in Edina today or visit their website at farmshopinc.com to learn more.
Are you looking to remodel your home or start a new project? Hi, I'm Janie at Cardwood Lumber. We have a variety of hardwood lumber. We can make any size trim fit your project needs, from floor to ceiling. Here at Cardwood Lumber, you can purchase one board to a semi-load. So stop in today and see what we sell, or check us out at CardwoodLumberInc.com. That's Cardwood Lumber, 8 miles south of Edina on Highway 15.
And welcome back, everybody, to Knox County High School. As we're set to start the third quarter of the boys' game, Knox County leading 36-27. I'm Donnie Middleton, and you're listening to Putnam County Midget, Knox County Eagle Basketball, on your sports leader from Northeast Missouri and Southeast Iowa, KMEM FM Memphis. Knox County will have the basketball to start the third quarter. As it's been run and gun, like I predicted, Nathan Miller still talking to his troops. So they break the huddle. Knox County will have the basketball out of bounds on the far sideline. Keaton Strange will inbound as Putnam County looks like they're going to come out man-to-man. So Blake Parrish across the timeline to Strange on the right wing. Now fast to Roberts. Gets in the backcourt. He gets it back to Strange, and Strange almost had it stolen away by Blaine Perkins. So goes out of bounds. It'll be telling Parrish to inbound. Underneath his own basket, it's Parrish. Gets it in the right corner to Strange on the right baseline to Kellen Parrish. Parrish tried to get it to Roberts in the right corner, stolen away by Morris. To Perkins, back to Morris on the left wing and the left baseline to Tomlin. Tomlin gives it back to Riediger. Takes it down the lane, puts up the shot, missed the layup. Blake Parrish with rebound. To Ryland Roberts on the right wing. Kellen Parrish to Strange, to Roberts in the right corner. Now to Kellen Parrish on the right wing. As Kellen backs off between the two circles, guarded by Perkins. Now pass to Strange down the right lane. Puts it off, glass, missed it. Got his own rebound once, tried it. Blocked once, blocked twice. And now on the floor is Trace Riediger. I think he got somebody's finger in his eye. Well, up around the eye area, is that? Trying to clear his eye just a little bit. It's now Morris comes in. He'll inbound. Trace Riediger will set down as Blaine Perkins will bring the ball across the timeline. As Hornaday checks in. Perkins takes down the left lane. Kicks it off to Hornaday. A little five-footer off the baseline. Got it. 6 points for Cooper Hornaday. Kellen Parrish gives it to Blake down the right lane. Now back to Kellen. Kellen on the right side of the circle. It's a shot off glass and got it. 5 points for Kellen Parrish. 38-29. Blaine Perkins with the basketball. Knox with the lead. Inside to go to Tomlin. Back to Ream. Ream running 10-footer. Missed it. And Blake Parrish takes ball in bounds. Gives it to Roberts. Back to Blake Parrish. Strange takes it into the paint, put up a shot blocked by Hornaday, and Ream comes out with it. Ream gives the ball to Morris, takes it to the hoop, lays it up, and got it. 4 points for Mason Morris. Blake Parrish will bring it across the timeline to the top of the key, a whistle and a foul. The foul is going to be on Owen Ream. Owen Ream picks up his first foul. Blake Parrish will inbound on the far sideline. Slaps the basketball, looks for somebody. Gives it to Strange, back to Blake Parrish between the two circles. To Kellen Parrish on the deep right wing. Kellen Parrish on the baseline to Jansen. Jansen tried to get it inside to Roberts, stolen away by Putnam County. Perkins across the timeline to Tomlin on the left baseline. Now Perkins across the top of the key. takes it through the hoop, put up a shot blocked by Kellen Perry. And Kellen Perry's on the rebound to Blake. Back to Kellen. Kellen has it between the two circles. Blake Perry, a three off the left wing. Bullseye. 14 points for Blake Perry. 41-31, a 10-point Knoxville lead as Tomlin at the top of the key. Ream will try a three. No good. Rebound tipped around and out with it. Comes Jansen to Strange. Strange will take it right to the hoop, lays it up. It goes down. It counts, and he fouls. Foul's going to be on Perkins, I believe. It will be. So Blaine Perkins picks up his second personal foul. And Strange with 2 points, trying to complete the three-point play. Keaton Strange with two, looking for three. Shots up, got it. 3 points for Keaton Strange. 44-31, knocks with the lead as Perkins brings it across the timeline. So Perkins takes it down the left lane in the right corner, rather goes to Ream. His 10-foot runner, no good. And Strange off the rebound. Half-court pass comes to the left wing. Kellen Perry inside, tried to find Strange in a double team. Battled away, picked up by Morris. Morris between the two circles. Now Perkins to the right wing. Kicks it inside to Hornaday. Back to Perkins. The Ream on the left side of the circle. Kicks it out to Tomlin on the left wing. Perkins picks up the shot off the right block. Missed it. And Kellen Perry off the rebound. Perry. Blake Perry. Free throw line. Strange. Gets it inside to Johnson. Right through Austin Pans it out of bounds. Now, Rediger will check in as Tomlin checks out, Morris checks out, and Perkins checks out. Carter Simmons, Cooper Hornaday, and Braden McReynolds. So Rediger takes it across the free throw line. Three-pointer on the way. Bullseye by McReynolds. As McReynolds has 10 points. Here comes Blake Perry for three. No good. Got his own rebound back. Just to Kellen Perry on the left wing. Kellen back to Blake on the left wing. Blake Perry will bring it back out between the two circles. 2-1-2. Thrown by Putnam County as Kellen Perry. Bullseye. 8 points for Kellen Perry. 13-point Knox lead. Here comes Ream into the paint. Walked with it. Owen Ream got in the air. Had no place to go with it. And down, so that was a walk. Here comes Perkins into the ball game. Owen Ream will check out. 3:17 left to play in the third quarter. 47-34. Knox County with the lead in the basketball as Ryland Roberts will bring it across the timeline. Roberts dribbles to the right wing on the right baseline to Jansen. Back to Roberts in the right corner. Wide open. On the way. No good. Hornaday comes off the rebound. Gets it to Perkins, and Perkins flies across the timeline. Now trying to go behind his back. It's stolen away by Austin Jansen. Kellen Perry. Now he lost it. He tried to get into the paint. Taken away by Riediker to Perkins. Now Simmons puts up the shot. No good. Simmons saves the rebound inbounds, but it goes off of, it looked like to me, Putnam, but they say it went off of Knox County. So McReynolds will inbound underneath his own basket. 2:34 left to play in the third quarter. 47-34. Riediker with the basketball, puts up the little 10-foot jumper, no good. Hornaday with a rebound. Loose on the floor, picked up by Simmons, puts it up, it goes down, it counts, and he's fouled. So Carter Simmons has 2 points, and the foul's going to be on Jansen. And that's 4 fouls on Austin Jansen. As Colin Hayes will check in, Hornaday checks out, and Mason Morris checks back in for Putnam County. So Carter Simmons at the line trying to complete the three-point play. Shots up, no good. Fight for the rebound, and Kellen Parrish comes away with it. To Blake. Blake Parrish to Ryland Roberts across the free throw line. Kellen Parrish drives the right baseline. kicks it back out on the right wing to Roberts. The break first, drives the left wing, puts his shot up off glass, and missed it. As Whittier tried to draw the charge to Perkins. Now McLittles with three, bullseye. 13 points for Braden McLittles. Here comes Kellen Parrish. This one, a foul. The foul's going to be on Braden McLittles. That's his first. Second team foul, 13 foul against Putnam. 1:51 left to play in the third quarter. Strange will inbound as Ethan Campbell checks in. And Blake Parrish goes out. Rylan Roberts to Kellen Parrish on the left wing. Tried to get it in. Hayes. Now they get it underneath to Rylan Roberts. Puts it up and in. And Roberts with 17 points. The ball was slapped all over the place. All of a sudden there was Roberts all by himself. So down to, in the paint goes Morris. Lost the handle on the basketball. Taken away by Knox County. 10-point Knox County lead is Kellen Parrish with the basketball between the two circles. As he's guarded by McLittles. Gives it to Strange on the left wing. Bounce pass back to Kellen Parrish. Reach the line to Strange on the left baseline. Hayes on the left wing. Parrish will try another three. Bullseye! With 11 points for Kellen Parrish. Kellen Parrish with 11. Technical foul on Kellen Parrish. He was taunting. That's what they call that. So that's the first foul on Kellen Parrish. And Braden McLennell goes the line to shoot the technical foul. First shot up. Got it. 14 points for Braden McLennell. Isaac fires it and missed it. So Putnam County will have the basketball. They trail 52-40. 57 seconds left to play in the third quarter, and Knox County wants a timeout. 57 seconds left to play in the third quarter. Knox County 52 and Putnam County 40. Back in a minute. This is KNN Sports.
Hi, I'm Lori Mutzclair with the Knox County Health Department in Edina, Missouri. I want to take this time to remind you that public health is at work in all aspects of your community, even when you don't see it. Inspections of local food, lodging, and daycare establishments occur every day. Vaccine for individuals across the lifespan are warding off communicable diseases. The safety of water and sewer systems are being assured. And health education regarding physical and mental health are ongoing. If you live, work, or run a business in Knox County and you would like more information, call me at 660-397-3333. And be well, Knox County.
Your friendly dentist, Dr. Lisa Bosch here. Did you know that the hardest substance in your body is enamel? It is even harder than bone. But under enamel is a material called dentin, which is much softer than enamel. Once a cavity gets through the enamel, it spreads very fast through the dentin and then to the nerve of the tooth. That is why getting x-rays once a year is so important, so that the cavities are caught when they are in dentin before they spread and give you a toothache. So give our office a call and don't wait till you have pain. It costs a lot more then. P.S. Don't forget to smile.
And welcome back, everybody, in Knox County as Blake Perry knocked the ball away from Perkins. Perry shot the basket, put the shot up. Foul's going to be on Blake Perkins. That's his third. And Blake Parrish will be at the line. He has 11 points. Check that, 14 points. And make it 15. So 15 points for Blake Parrish. 15, looking for 16. Shots up, got it. 16 points for Blake Parrish. Here comes Perkins to McReynolds on the right wing. McReynolds still with the dribble. Gets it all ball over to Morris. Down the left wing. Kicks it out to Simmons on the left wing. Gets it to the right wing to McReynolds. Running 10. Put her in and out. No good. And Kellen Parrish off the rebound. Rylan Roberts. And it goes Jacalyn Hayes put up a shot and had it blocked. Wilkins got it, but he stepped on the in line. So Kellen Parrish will inbound underneath his own basket. 18 seconds left to play in the third quarter. Parrish gives it to Colin Hayes for three. No good. And Perkins comes off with the rebound. Perkins brings it across the timeline. Giesinger takes it down the lane, puts up the shot, missed it. And the foul's going to be on Rylan Roberts. So Roberts picks up his third personal foul. Trace Riediger will go to the line. He has 2 points on the ball game. 54-40. Knox County up by 14. Is Riediger with two, looking for three. Shot up. No good. 8.4 seconds left to play in the third quarter. Trace Riediger eyes it, fires it, got it. 3 points for Riediger. Here comes Blake Parrish across the timeline. Parrish to Kellen Parrish. He'll try another three. This one no good. That's high off the rim. Hits one of the braces. So a tenth of a second left as Riediger will inbound, and that's it for third quarter with the score. Knox County 54, Putnam County 41. Back in a moment. This is KMN Sports.
Hi, Janie here, and we at Cardwell Lumber Outside Novelty believe in providing good quality lumber at a price you can afford. We specialize in a variety of styles of lumber. Kiln-dried lumber, plywood, and hardwood flooring is just a few of the many options we offer at unbeatable prices. No order is too small or too big. Come by anytime, Monday through Friday, to see firsthand how we can make your new project look magnificent. For more information, check out our website at CardwellLumberInc.com. That's Cardwell Lumber, Novelty, Missouri. Quality that keeps staying through three generations.
It's flu vaccine season, and Knox County Health Department in Edina, Missouri has an option for everyone in the county. Options for kids will include injectable and nasal mist vaccine. For adults, we have you covered with quadrivalent and high-dose vaccines. Insurance is accepted, and there are lower-cost options for those under and uninsured. If you're homebound, call us. We'll get you your shot. Remember, it takes at least 2 weeks to develop your maximum immunity, so now is the time. We look forward to serving you. Call us at 660-397-3396.
8 minutes left to play in this boys' ball game. Knox County 54, Putnam County 41. Putnam County with the basketball to start the fourth quarter. Perkins gives it to Riediger on the left wing, in the left corner to Tomlin. Out to Ream on the left wing. Ream gives it to Perkins. Perkins, no look pass inside. It was intended for Hornaday. Ball's loose on the floor, and he's tied up by Blake Parrish. Alternating possession comes back to Knox County. It's now the bodies all over the floor, and Rylan Roberts will mop up some sweat. The official gives the foul back to Putnam County, and now Kellen Parrish will inbound to Rylan Roberts, and Roberts will bring it across the timeline. Roberts to the right wing. Out past Kellen Parrish. He'll try a 17-footer. Missed it. And Trace Riediger off the rebound. So Parrish gets it ahead. Perkins gets ahead to Ream. Ream to Perkins. Perkins, no look pass inside for Riediger. Bounced off Trace. And taken away by Parrish to Rylan Roberts. As Roberts takes it down to the right wing. Out past Blake Parrish in the right corner. Blake, a couple of dribbles, hands it off to Hayes in the right corner. Inside, Kellen Parrish, little baby hook, got it. 13 points to Kellen Parrish. Ream to the right wing. Perkins at top of the key. Perkins gives it to Tomlin, top of the key. Tomlin back to Riediger, cut off on the baseline. And we got a whistle and a foul. Foul against Knox County. Call the foul on Keaton Strange. That's his first. Ream will inbound to Riediger in the right corner. To Perkins, Tomlin, underneath the Riediger, puts it up and in. 5 points for Trace Riediger. 56-43. Knox County will lead. Jump past the free throw line to Strange. Strange tried to kick it out. on the left wing to Blake Burry. Ball was slapped out of bounds by Putnam County. That was Ream and Ridiker. So Kellen Parrish will inbound underneath his own basket to Roberts in the left corner. Roberts bounce pass to Blake Parrish on the left wing. Blake Parrish sees a little opening, takes it through the hoop, lays it up, missed the five-footer. Grace Ridiker off the rebound. Dolan Ream. Ream flipped it over to Perkins on the left wing. Now Tomlin on the left baseline. The Ream, 10-footer, got it. 10 points for Owen Ream. 11-point Knox County lead as Kellen Parrish gives it to Strange, takes it to the hoop, lays it up, missed it, and the rebound knocked out of bounds by Colin Hayes. It'll be Knox County basketball, Putnam County basketball. Ridiger inbounds to Perkins. As Perkins takes it down to the left lane. Now Tomlin throws up an air ball. Hornaday gets it, puts it up and in. 8 points for Cooper Hornaday. As Roberts out of the double team gets it to Blake Parrish on the left wing, to Kellen Parrish between the two circles. To Blake on the left wing beyond the arc. Skips it to Roberts on the right wing. To Kellen Parrish, he'll try another three. No good. And Trace Ridiger off the rebound. Gets it to Perkins, and Perkins will bring it across the timeline. Gets it down low to Ridiger. Put up the shot, missed it. And Ryland Roberts off the rebound. Roberts gets it to Kellen Parrish. Now Blake Parrish on the left wing. In the left corner to Hayes. Out pops Kellen Parrish on the left wing. Strange on the left side of the circle. Cross to the right side of the circle to Roberts in the right corner. On the right baseline to Hayes. Hayes puts up the shot. Missed it, but drew the foul, and I think the foul is going to be on Cooper Hornaday. And it will be. So Cooper Hornaday picks up his first foul. And Colin Hayes will go to the line. He'll shoot two shots. As Jansen gets set to check back in, person by Hayes is up. Got it. 4 points for Colin Hayes. Now, Carter Simmons checks in. Morris checks back in. Tomlin and Hornaday both check out for Putnam County. Hayes, second free throw up. Got it. 5 points for Colin Hayes. Now, Jansen checks in. Colin Hayes checks out. 4:49 left to play in the ball game. 58-47, Knox to the lead. Ream across the timeline to Ridiger. Just along the baseline to Morris. Running five-footer, got it. 6 points for Mason Morris. Faced here by Putnam County. Ryland Roberts gets it to Strange. Now passes batted away. Picked up by Strange. A little 10-foot floater. Got it. He has five. Owen Ream to the top of the key. Gives the ball to McReville. Now Morris puts up a three. No good. Rebound comes off to Ridiger. Fans out in the left corner. To McReynolds on the left wing in a double team. McReynolds gets it underneath to Simmons. Oh, blast, missed it. Simmons gets it, puts it back up and misses it again. Tries it for a third time and finally do the foul. The foul's going to be on Ryland Roberts. As Roberts picks up his fourth personal foul. He's got a timeout on the floor. Exactly 4 minutes left to play in the ball game. Knox County 60 and Putnam County 49. Back in 30 seconds. This is KMM Sports.
Your team will travel a lot of yards this season. The question is, how much ground are you prepared to cover year-round? Make sure your vehicle is outfitted with the best in OEM and aftermarket parts and accessories. From tires and wheels to lift kits and bumpers, you'll find everything you need to make sure your ride stands out in the crowd. It's time to get jacked up. Visit Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories in Memphis for all your automotive needs. Call 660-328-6634 or visit MayberryFarms.com.
4 minutes exactly left to play in the ball game. 60-49. Knox has the lead. Putnam with the basketball. They get it inside to Ridiger. 10-footer off glass. Yes. 7 points for Trace Ridiger. Full court brace here by Putnam County. As Parrish gets it ahead to Strange. Strange as the ball stolen away by Ream. He'll take it to the house, lays it up, got it. Owen Ream with 12 points. Blake Perry's in a double team. Yeah, they call Blake Perry for the travel. He tried to step through it. He was knocked down, but they called him for the foul. He's going to call a foul on Blake Perry. That's his third. Owen Ream, 7 point, Knox County lead. Ream gets it ready to go to the right corner. To Morris, that's level. Left corner to Ream for three, no good. And off the rebound, Carter Simmons. McLennan's top of the key for three, no good. And Kellen Parrish off the rebound. Little Island Roberts. And a whistle and a foul. Foul's going to be against Putnam County as Carter Simmons picks up his second personal foul. That's the, I think, both teams had six fouls. It's six or seven. It's only six. But Knox County will inbound on the far sideline. 3:14 left to play. 7 point Knox County lead with the basketball is Ryland Roberts in the backcourt to Strange. Let's keep the Strange across the timeline to Parrish as Kellen between the two circles to Strange on the left wing. Kellen Parrish has it between the two circles. Back to Strange in the left corner. Skips it over. To Blake Parrish on the right wing. Just turn it around to the left wing to Strange. Back to Kellen Parrish at the timeline. Back to Strange on the left wing. Now in the right corner, Ryland Roberts takes it right at Riediger. Puts up a shot blocked by Riediger. Simmons comes away with it. Pulls up on the left wing. Ream on the left wing. Inside to Riediger. Little 10-footer. Missed it. Kellen Parrish off the rebound. 2.5 minutes left to play. Blake Perry, a whistle and a foul. Foul's going to be on Carter Simmons. That's his third. Now it's a 1-1. 2:30 exactly left to play the ball game. Blake Perry will go to the line and shoot a 1-1. Blake on the night with 16 points, looking for 17. That's Austin Jansen had to tie shoelace. 16, looking for 17 for Blake Parrish. Her shot up, it's good. 17 for Blake Parrish. 8 points, Knox County lead, 61-53. Blake Parrish with 17, looking for 18. Shot up and left it short. Owen Ream off the rebound. Ream brings it across the timeline, guarded by Austin Jansen. Now McReynolds on the right wing. McReynolds. Bounce pass to Morris, and Morris had the pass slapped away. Picked up by Carter Simmons, jumped pass into the paint, put up a shot, rolled around, wouldn't go down. Now Morris will try it. He left it short, and out with the rebound, Braden McReynolds kicks it back out to Ream for three. Move on! Owen Ream with 15 points, and what do we have? It's a whistle and a foul against Putnam County. He's going to call the foul on Braden McReynolds. That's his second. But Kellen Parrish will go to the line. He has 13 points, looking for 14. First shot on the way. Got it. 14 points for Parrish. 62-56. Knox County the lead. 1:57 left to play. Parrish with 14, looking for 15. Shots up, got them both. 15 for Kellen Parrish. Ream across the timeline. Guarded by Jansen. Jump pass. There's Braden McReynolds for three. No good. Tip up, no good by Riediger. And Ryland Roberts off the rebound. Gets it ahead to Blake Parrish. Parrish had the ball slapped out of his hands by Ream. The lead knocks basketball out of bounds on the far sideline. 1:39 left to play. 63-56. Knox County up by seven. That's Blake Parrish to Kellen Parrish. Still in the backcourt. Kellen jump pass across the timeline to Strange. Gives it to the left wing. Strange still with the dribble. Bounce pass to Kellen Parrish on the left wing. Back to Strange on the left wing. Gets over to Roberts. Gives it to Blake Parrish. Top of the key. Kellen Parrish. Dylan Perry at behind the back dribble, almost lost him. Now Strange on the left wing. That's Strange. Gets it into the paint. The Ryland Roberts. And a whistle and a foul as Morris fouls Roberts. So Mason Morris picks up his second personal foul. So Ryland Roberts will go to the line to shoot a 1-1. Ryland Roberts with 17, looking for 18. As Roberts eyes it, fires it, and missed it. And a rebound taken by Riediger. Gets it to Green. Green across the timeline, guarded by Jansen. Gives it to McReynolds for three. A high arcing shot, way off the mark. And Kellen Parrish on the rebound. And this is a foul. Kellen Parrish will go line to shoot two this time. Foul's going to be on Carter Simmons, and that's four fouls on Carter Simmons. Ten team fouls against Putnam County. 52 seconds left to play. 15 for Kellen Parrish, looking for 16. Shots up, missed it. So Kellen Parrish steps off the line, steps back on. 7-point, Knox County lead, 63-56. 52 seconds left to play. Shots up, off the heel rim, no good. And Morris comes off the rebound. Morris across the timeline to the left wing. Gets it to Ream on the left wing. Ream in the left corner, puts up a three, and a whistle of a foul. The foul's going to be on Jansen. That'll be all for Austin Jansen. So Jansen just fouled out of the ball game. Colin Hayes will check in. 40 seconds left to play. And Owen Ream will go to the line to shoot three free throws. As Ream with 12, looking for 13. Shot up, got it. 13 for Owen Ream. 6-point, Knox County lead as Lane Perkins gets set to check back in. Ream's second free throw, no good, off the side. So Perkins checks in, and McReynolds will check out. 40 seconds left to play in the ball game. Two possession, Knox County lead. It's Ream's third one up and got it. 14 points for Owen Ream, and we have a timeout on the floor. 40.2 seconds left to play. Knox County 63, Putnam County 58, back in 60 seconds. This is KMN Sports.
Boost yields and reduce input costs by more efficiently and effectively applying fertilizer. Northeast Missouri Co-op Services in Edina is a valued supplier for fertilizer, anhydrous, and chemical application for the surrounding area. Northeast Missouri Co-op Services provides many additional services to the local farmers, including seed, diesel fuel, soil testing, and propane. Anyone can sell fertilizer. Northeast Missouri Co-op Services in Edina delivers it with service.
The Citizens Bank of Edina has been your hometown bank for 100 years. Our loan officers have over 60 years of combined loan experience and strong agricultural backgrounds. We offer a complete line of ag loans, FSA guaranteed loans, and fixed rate Farmer Mac 2 ag real estate loans, as well as consumer and home loans. With a full line of deposit services, we are a full service bank that can take care of all your banking needs. Our lobby hours are Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 3:30. Drive-up hours are Monday through Thursday, 8 to 4, Friday until 6, and Saturday, 8 to noon. Located south of the square in Edina, give us a call. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
And Knox County with the basketball. They get it to Ryland Roberts, to Kellen Perry. Back to Roberts in the right corner. The whistle and a foul. The foul is going to be on Mason Morris, and that's his third. Stops the clock with a half a minute left to play in the ball game. It's Ryland Roberts with 17 points, and he'll shoot two, looking for 18. Eyes it, fires it, got it. 18 points for Ryland Roberts. 64-58, 6-point Knox County lead. Roberts can make it a three-possession lead right here. Eyes it, fires it, and got it. 19 points for Ryland Roberts. Here comes Owen Ream in a hurry. Ream dumps it inside, looking for McReynolds. McReynolds lost it, picks it up in the right corner. Now tried to get it inside to Hornaday, stolen away by Roberts. As Roberts with the basketball, had it stolen away by Riediger, put up the shot, got it. As Chase Riediger has 9 points. 8.2 seconds left to play in the ball game. Putnam, Knox County 65, Putnam County 60. And Putnam County called a timeout. So we're taking a full timeout. Let me see what it is. Putnam County called a timeout. They're sitting down. The official talking to Putnam County, making sure they had a full coming. Kyle Fleischman still talking to his kid, Nathan Miller, wondering whether it's a 4 or a 30, so he decided to stand up. Okay, so the Basil's getting all this straightened out, how many timeouts are left for each team. 9 seconds. 9 full seconds left to play in the ball game. 65-60. Knox County with a lead. They'll have the basketball. So somebody's going to get fouled pretty quick. Now they put a tenth of a second off, so 9.1 seconds left. Kellen Parrish against Frazier will inbound. Looks for somebody and a whistle and a foul before they got it in. As he's going to be on, we'll call it on Mason Morris, and that is fourth. Well, Rylan Roberts again will go to the line. He has 19, looking for 20. He'll shoot a pair. First shot up and got it. 20 points to Rylan Roberts. 66-60. What it should be. Yeah, they change it. 20, looking for 21. Shot up, got it. 21 points for Rylan Roberts. Owen Ream will bring it across the timeline. Picks up a three, no good, airballed it. Goes out of bounds. It's going to be 5 seconds left to play in the game. Kyle Fleischman just tells his kids do not foul. As Roberts is dribbling it out. 2 seconds, 1 second, and that's the end of the ball game. With the final score, Knox County 67 and Putnam County 60. Back in a moment. This is KMN Sports.
You want your news while it's still news, but when you subscribe to your weekly newspaper, it may take several days to receive it by mail. By that time, the next edition is getting ready for publication. That's why the Unionville Republican invites you to subscribe online. Get your local news, sports, and other important features immediately instead of having to wait until the news is no longer the news. For the latest rates and to sign up for an online subscription, go to the Unionville Republican's website at unionvillerepublicanonline.com.
The Citizens Bank of Edina has been your hometown bank for 100 years. Our loan officers have over 60 years of combined loan experience and strong agricultural backgrounds. We offer a complete line of ag loans, FSA guaranteed loans, and fixed rate Farmer Mac 2 ag real estate loans, as well as consumer and home loans. With a full line of deposit services, we are a full service bank that can take care of all your banking needs. Our lobby hours are Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 3:30. Drive-up hours are Monday through Thursday, 8 to 4, Friday until 6, and Saturday, 8 to noon. Located south of the square in Edina, give us a call. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Your team will travel a lot of yards this season. The question is, how much ground are you prepared to cover year-round? Make sure your vehicle is outfitted with the best in OEM and aftermarket parts and accessories. From tires and wheels to lift kits and bumpers, you'll find everything you need to make sure your ride stands out in the crowd. It's time to get jacked up. Visit Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories in Memphis for all your automotive needs. Call 660-328-6634 or visit MayberryFarms.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Knox County High School, it's the final. As the Knox County Eagles win their eighth game of the year by defeating Putnam County 67-60. Taking a look at the scoring first for Knox County. Keaton Strange with 5 points. Colin Hayes with 5. Kellen Parrish with 15. Rylan Roberts with 21. Blake Parrish with 17. And Austin Jansen with 4. For Putnam County, Carter Simmons with 2. Blaine Perkins with 2. Chase Tomlin with 2. Owen Ream with 15. Trace Riediger with 9. Braden McDaniel with 14 points. Mason Morris with 6. And Cooper Hornaday with 8 points. Knox County led 19-12 after one quarter. Knox outscored the Midgets 17-15 in the second quarter and led 36-27 at the half. In the third quarter, Knox again outscored Putnam 18-14 to lead 54-41 after 3. In the fourth quarter, Putnam County outscored Knox 19-13, but Knox County wins at 67-60. Knox County improves to 8-8, while Putnam County falls to 11-7. In the girls' game, it was Putnam County girls winning their ninth game of the year by defeating Knox County 46-28. Putnam County led in scoring by Jesslyn Knowles with 10 points. Knox County led by Brianna Miller with 15. As Putnam County led 21-0 after one quarter, Putnam outscored Knox 11-5 in the second quarter. Putnam led 32-5 at the half. In the third quarter, Knox outscored Putnam 14-8. Putnam led 40-19 after 3. In the fourth quarter, Knox again outscored Putnam 9-6. The Putnam County girls won at 46-28. Putnam County ladies improved to 9-9. Knox County ladies 0-13. So it was a Putnam County Knox County split tonight here in Edina. And the girls game, Putnam County wins it 40-19, improved to 9-9. Knox County 0-13. In the boys game, Knox County evens their record at 8 apiece by defeating Putnam County 67-60. Knox County 8-8, Putnam County 11-7. Our next ball game will be Friday night from Schuyler County High School, Schuyler County, and Knox County. I'll be on the air from Queen City just before 6 o'clock. For producer Hunter Sapp from Knox County High School, I'm Donnie Middleton. See you soon.
Tonight's game between the Knox County Eagles and the Putnam County Midgets are brought to you by these fine sponsors: Bobby D. Clark, CPA, Cardwell Lumber, Citizens Bank of Edina, Eagles Nest, the Edina Sentinel, The Farm Shop, Hawkins Harrison Insurance, Knox County Dental, Knox County Health Department and Home Health Agency, Knox County R1 Schools, Northeast Missouri Co-op Services, Mayberry Farms, Northeast Missouri Rural Telephone Company, Putnam County R1 Schools, Putnam County State Bank, and the Unionville Republican.